It's unusual for the Wisconsin PSC to reject a proposal for a big coal-fired power plant, but commissioners have voted 3-0 on a preliminary basis to say no to Alliant Energy building a 300-megawatt coal-fired generator at its Nelson Dewey property at Cassville or its Columbia Center at Portage. Alliant also promised to eventually fuel the plant with as much as 20% biomass, such as switchgrass or wood products. But PSC Commissioner Mark Meyer says Alliant's proposal would cost nearly $1.3 billion and bring too much of an increase in air pollution.
Any way you dissect the numbers, the cost and the emissions factor alone indicate that the proposal is a loser.
Commissioner Lauren Azar says the rejection of Alliant's proposal does not mean the end of new coal-fired power plants in Wisconsin.
Given its abundance and low price, coal will likely remain one of this country's primary fuel sources for years to come.
Azar also says the PSC isn't shutting the door on the burning of biomass for electricity, but she says Alliant's plan was too infirm. Environmentalist Ryan Scriver of Clean Wisconsin also says biomass is still a potential fuel source.
Alliant's proposal was essentially a waste of biomass in that it burned it with coal in an inefficient, outdated coal boiler.
Alliant says it's extremely disappointed in the PSC's decision and, quote, the opportunities lost with it. The company says it'll evaluate the ruling prior to considering alternatives for power generation. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.